In the village of Kerambitan, in Bali, Indonesia, students play together before classes begin at the local elementary school. Boys and girls share classrooms and have equal opportunities in classes such as mathematics, history, and science. There are both male and female teachers surveying the school grounds. From 8 a.m. until 12 p.m., the students will be in class, and afterwards they will spend their time playing together at home and around the neighborhood of Banjarwani. Like in the United States, young boys tend to stick with other boys, and young girls tend to stick with other girls. As the boys and girls grow into young adults, their social spheres will remain mostly separated in public. Boys are usually found hanging out at the local warung, while girls keep to themselves, walking around the village or driving around on mopeds. On holidays, the local teenagers hold events organized through their own activities planning organization. At these events, young men and women from around the village come together and socialize. After graduating high school, many students, both male and female, pursue further education at a university or technical school. Many women, however, end up having to delay or cancel their plans due to the high frequency of unplanned pregnancies in Bali, which inevitably leads to marriage. Married women typically assume traditional roles in the home. The average woman's day starts early in the morning, making offerings for the home and cooking breakfast for when the family wakes. Afterwards, she might prepare her children for school and head to the market. The rest of her day includes cleaning and minding the home and caring for her children when they return from school. Men usually take on the role of supporting the family financially, often by working as farmers in the rice fields. Although these are the typical roles, the lines can often be blurred. It would not be unusual to see a man cooking or making offerings, or to see a woman working, as a teacher, for example. After dark, men often stay up playing cards and smoking together. It is very unusual to see a woman out in the village late at night without a male chaperone. An unaccompanied woman would likely be met with many concerned questions and offers to be escorted home. When asked about where women go and what they do at night, the men of Banjarwani appeared confused and answered simply that the young women stay at home to study and watch TV, that they don't like to stay out. Playing gamelan, the traditional music of Bali, is something that is usually reserved only for men. You would not find a women's gamelan ensemble in Banjarwani, and certainly not a co-ed gamelan. In the past in Banjarwani, there were some women who played, and there are many women's ensembles in cities today, like Bali's capital, Denpasar, but these are not regarded with the same respect and esteem as the male ensembles. These norms are not enforced to be intentionally oppressive or malicious towards women in Banjarwani, but rather reflect the traditional values and functioning of society in Bali.